Blog Talk Radio.
You. This is Apostle Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio today. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, those of you that's listening to my voice today, tuning in from all over every place, I tell you, everywhere. We are excited about God today, this being our Word Thursday. My God, it's Thursday again, people, and we praise God for all that He is, all that He's doing. Praise the Lamb of God and all that He's done. I thank and praise God that this day has found me blessed and healthy. Hallelujah. Feeling better today. Had some battles with that sinus on yesterday, all that pressure and what have you, but I'm feeling much better today, and I thank God for all of you who pray for me and allow the Lord to use you in the way that He does. Boy, I tell you, what would we do without Jesus? I just don't know. I've had Him so long in my life. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I wouldn't know what to do without Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, people of God. Love you. All right. It's Word Thursday. And I see the intercessors are coming on board. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you already, boy, they're just coming on in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Granddaughter and fella in queue already. Althea is in queue. Oh, yeah. I see you, Lily. Bertha is down on the list. I tell you, I'm watching. Praise the Lord as they're coming on today. Boy, coffee has never tasted so good. I tell you, it's a wonderful time in the Lord, and we are just excited about God today. Boy, something's wrong with I don't know, this reflection over here makes my studio look like it's warped. I got to turn this computer a little bit. Give me a second here, people of God. Hallelujah. And we are now in motion. Okay. Now I can see you clearly. Praise God. I want to tell you guys that I posted something today, and it was out of my hearing and listening to a lot of stuff that's going on in our conferences and fellowships in transition and things of this nature. And I remember talking to Dr. Murphy over at Great Ebenezer when his mother passed. And I asked him, what did he do? He said, I went to my pulpit and I preached. I said, man, oh, man, oh, man. He said, I talked about I'll let none of these things move me. And that's what fell in my spirit this morning when I was praying over all of the transitions and things and rumors and all of that, and even stuff that goes on behind your back, people of God, that people be saying about you and this, that, and another. Sometimes all of that can really get under your skin. It can really frustrate you. But you must be like the Lord, hallelujah, when he allowed that word to come out the mouth of the Apostle Paul. I'll let none of these things move me. No matter what I see, no matter what I'm going through, no matter, praise the Lamb of God, what people are saying and how things look, I'll let none of these things move me, praise the Lamb of God. I will stand on the solid rock, the solid foundation of Christ, hallelujah, and rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, hallelujah, because let me tell you something. It only matters what God is saying. I bet you I hear somebody that knows with that. It only matters what God is saying. It only matters what God is doing. It only matters what God's will is for your life and the promised destiny that has been spoken over you. That's what really matters. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless each of you today. Let me see here. Let me talk to my people there in here. Oh, boy. Granddaughter.
Good morning.
How are you, Elder Chatwan?
I'm doing wonderful today.
Are you doing just wonderful? Well, praise God. We thank God for wonderfulness in you. Hallelujah. Yeah. For the wonderful workings of God, your first official day home. And we thank and praise God. You sound good. You sound up and Adam, and I bless God for you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let me see who this is here. This is Athelia.
Good afternoon, Apostle. Hi, Chatwan.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You weren't supposed to tell her happy birthday on the show before me. How you going to jump up on that? Well, who she thinks she is?
Yo,
she gonna say that when I had this ready. Look.
Happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
I beat you out.
Thank you.
I beat you out, Jaquan. How you like
Thank
that?
You
I
so
feel
much.
You. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. That's lovely.
Oh, I can see you smiling. I can see you smiling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, God bless you. We're happy for you that you're celebrating another year of life. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord has been good to you and spared you another year. And trust me, rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Rejoice in it. Rejoice. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm excited about God. I'm excited about the Word of God. I'm excited about what I've been studying here in the book of Isaiah. It's just so exciting and can't wait to share some of that with you all today as we move on here into the show. Praise the Lamb. I mean, God has just been so good. He's been just whispering such wonderful things to me as it relates to me personally. Yes, Lord, as it relates to me personally. And then, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to ministry and what he's doing in this season and what he's about to do. It's just so wonderful to be in concert with God, to be in connection and close proximity, whereas that you can hear the voice of the Lord whispering, even on your bed when you're falling asleep, waking up in the morning, then you rise up and there's a new song in your heart that just sings out to God, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm telling you, it just makes me feel so good to know, hallelujah, that he's got his arms just wrapped all around me. And I just thank God for that today. Praise the Lamb of God. And so I want to say to you, even Athelia, today, Athelia, that the Lord would, Athelia, your last name is Greenwood?
Greenland.
Or Greenland. Greenland, yeah. That the Lord, well, I know it's green in there, it's prosperity, the green land, praise the Lord, that the Lord would just elevate you and bring you into a closer walk, closer relationship, praise the Lamb of God, as this prophetic anointing that's on us spill even more upon you and that you soak in it and be saturated until, praise the Lamb of God, you can walk interchangeably in and out of these prophetic doors that we walk in and out of, praise the Lamb of God, without even being conscious of it, that God would allow that to also spill on your life. That's my prayer and desire for you today. Hallelujah in the Lord, and that you would become all that God desires for you to be in this season. As we're all works in progress, we're all works in progress, so we want to become that. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, granddaughter, thank you for that little recipe yesterday with the lemon and what have you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah for giving me that, Shatwan. Praise the Lord. She's such a wonderful child. Y'all just don't know Shatwan the way I do. She's such a wonderful child. Praise the Lord. So caring, so concerned about others all the time. That's probably one of her problems is she cares so much about other people until she neglects herself, praise the Lord. But we want to make sure that she's recovering good, hallelujah, and that she's moving right along up the King's Highway, as we used to say in the Wood Floor Church, praise the Lamb of God. What was you say? Walking up the King's Highway, that was the song. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, that was an old one there. My God. Hallelujah. All right, people, we're going to get ready for intercessory prayer. Praise the Lord. If there's any prayer requests, you can push 1 on your dial now. We will entertain your prayer requests. Of course, we're always praying for this nation. Oh, yes, praise the Lamb of God, that our eyes open, that we see God. We're also praying for, hallelujah, the this country with all of the events that's taking place here of late. All of this senseless killing, the stabbings. I've looked at that young man that they arrested for the stabbings of over 20 people there at the school in Pennsylvania, in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. And it's just a shame how young he is and what have you. Just a small little boy, just a kid, you know, confused and messed up. And I don't know. I know all of us will have different opinions about him being tried as an adult, but that's the way they want to try him right now as an adult. And I know, praise the Lamb of God, that there is something, a spirit behind that that caused someone to become that angry and that frustrated that they would release like that. So we want to continue to pray for our schools and our youth, our young people. Boy, I'm so glad we obeyed God. Shatwan, I'm so glad we obeyed God when he told us to anoint the beds of our children and all of that. Almost 2 years ago now, the Lord told us to do that and said, when I see the oil, when I see the anointing, I will pass over. Praise the Lamb of God. And we didn't know what he was talking about then. But now that all the death is happening in our schools, in our streets, boy, oh boy, oh boy, it behooves you, praise the Lamb of God, to really listen to what God is saying, because God always have a master plan, praise the Lamb of God, to counteract, hello somebody, to counteract anything that the enemy is throwing up at us. So we praise God. We just praise God for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Our other daughters joining us, people of God. Hey, how you doing there, Sylvia?
Hi, family. Hi, Prophet.
Hi, Sylvia.
Sylvia.
So we want to move in prayer, praise the Lord here, and to bring about, create that prayer storm. Praise the Lamb of God, as Pastor Edward Pierce says, that prayer revolution, and to bring about, praise the Lamb of God, a sound that will move the hand of God on our behalf, praise the Lamb of God, that God will just move and do the things that we're crying out for. And I thank God that we have such a magnificent, should I say, a conglomerate of gifts and talents that come together, praise the Lamb of God, under the umbrella of this ministry, that lay down their lives and their time and their efforts to intercede, praise the Lamb of God, on our behalf. Let us remember Sharon's daughter and that family also, praise the Lamb of God. There's others that have posted on the page with dire needs, children with cancer and things of that nature. And I don't want nobody to think I'm overlooking them, praise God, but it's just so much that comes to me that people ask me, Prophet, please pray over this, please pray over that, please pray about that. There's a whole lot that comes at me. But I am here for you, you and you, praise the Lamb of God, and I don't mind praying over these things, praise the Lamb of God. I really don't. We're going to ask now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, yeah, that Azalea on her birthday will come and petition the throne of God for us in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Daughter, if you just don't mind today, talk to the Lord for
Amen.
Us.
Glory to the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We put a praise on our lips on this day, Father God. We thank you for your renewed mercies. We thank you, Father God, for your hand that's on our shoulder. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that has gone before us. Oh, thank you, Father, Lord, in heaven, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for receiving the words from our mouth to your ears on this day, Father God. Father God, we lift up this nation before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to bless each and every state, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and every city within,
Lord.
Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, glorious Lord, we ask you to pour your spirit out in this land, Father God, from coast to coast, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to deploy your angels, Father God, and go into every room and every house, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Every building, Father God, every schoolhouse, every government building, every local building, every private business, Every public listeners, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to saturate it now in the name of Jesus, Father God, where your spirit is. In the name of Jesus, flesh cannot stand, evil cannot stand. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you in the name of you to pour your spirit over your children on this day, Father God. Cover them, Father, by the Holy Ghost, Father God. Saturate them by your spirit, Father God. Anoint them, Father God, in their hands and their feet and their heads, Father God. Speak unto them, minister to them, Father God, that they know they're not alone in this world, Father God. That is true, that it is a Lord, there's a Savior, there's a King, hallelujah. Father God, we ask you to bless the parents, Father God, the guardians, the people who are over them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to rectify their hearts, Father God, take away the stones, Father God, give them strategies, Father God, how to handle their children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we break the backs of peer pressures, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We break the backs, Father God, of bullying, Father God. We break the back of tormenting spirits, Father God, that's flooding your community, that's flooding your school. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we cast out the spirits of Jezebel. We cast out the spirits of Ahab. We cast out the spirits of God of Ahab, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind up Tartaria spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we curse it to the root and we cast it to the pit of hell. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, we break the invisible chains, Father God. We break and break down the bondage, Father God, and the barriers in the children's life, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, we ask you to bless their eyes so they can see, Father God, that they're not caught up in the flesh in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they know it's more than high school, there's more than junior high school, that they can see past their peer pressure, they can see past the naysayers, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, we cast down the word curses that's on their life, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we beef up their self-esteem, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we lift them up and say hallelujah unto the Father God, because you blew breath of life in them, Father God. You have reason for them to be on this earth, Father God, and they will complete their assignment on their life, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor on this day, Father God. We ask you to go through every school, Father God, regulate the regulations of the land, Father God, go through every school.
Only you can
office, Father God, touch every paper, every ink, Father God, touch every rules and regulation and laws, Father God, of the school system, Father God, hallelujah. Let them bring back the spirit of God back into the school, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let there be classes, hallelujah, of religion in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them speak of you in the schoolhouses, Father God,
yes,
in the
God.
Name of Jesus. Let not these lawmakers, Father God, be ashamed of you, Father God. Turn their hearts back unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We curse the root of barriers, hallelujah, that's trying to block the word of God in every situation of every state, of every nation throughout the land, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Father God, we say bless your children, Father God. We need them, Father God. They are the tomorrows, Father God. These are the seeds, Father God, that are being watered, Father God. Shine your light upon them, Father God. Lift them up, Father God. Touch their hearts, Father God. Touch their ears, Father God, and their eyes, Father God. Renew them in spirit, Father God. Hallelujah. Let them find a confidence within themselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them have courage, Father God, to withstand the wiles of the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every bullying spirit right now. We break the back throughout this nation right now, throughout this day, while children are in school right now. We break the back of bullying. We break the back of every unclean spirit in the school system right now, from the hair up, Father God, down to the people who do cleaning, Father God. We break the backs of unclean spirit in the name of Jesus. It shall not hinder your children anymore from this day forward, Father God. They will become who you desire them to be. They will become who you ordain them to be. In the magnified name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior,
yes,
we give you glory and we give you honor on this day, Father God. Because we love you and we honor you, Father God. Your spirit will resonate through this land. They will call your name one way or the other, Father God, because you are great and you are mighty.
Hallelujah. You are the healer and the provider. You are the sustainer. You are the reason why we have breath in our body in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we stand armed and guard over our children. We stand armed and guard over the children of this nation, Father God. They will prevail through the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. My God, my God. Thank you so much, Othelia. Praise the Lamb. Sylvia, why don't you just saturate the floor? Praise the Lamb of God right now for the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God release. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Sylvia? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hallelujah. Just saturate that for us. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name today, God. We honor and magnify you, God. We worship you, O Lord. We thank you,
God.
We thank you, Lord, for your word, O God. O Father, just saturate the atmosphere with you, O Lord, with your presence, O God. O God, you said where two or three are gathered, you would be in the midst, Father. O Father, we come humbled before you, Lord, seeking more of you, O Lord. Desiring, O God, to walk with you, O God, to walk in holiness, O God.
Yes,
O God, to hear your voice, O God. O God, to be in tune with your heart, O God. O God, let your word flow, O God, as water, O God. O God, we thank you for your word, O God, as it comes forth today, O God. O God, that your word should come forth with power, O God, with authority, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your word. For you said, Lord, that your word shall not fail, Father, that it shall accomplish, Lord, what you send it to accomplish, Father. Now, Father, let your word fall on good soil, O God. O God, that it grow and produce, O God. O Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the fire of the Holy Ghost, God. We thank you, Lord, that hearts and minds, O God, are attentive to you, God. O God, we thank you, Lord, that there shall be no interference, O God. O Father, we cancel the plans and plots of the enemy today, O God. Your word shall come forth, O God, and it shall produce, O God. We bind every attack of the enemy, every lie, every deception, everything he's doing to cause your people, oh God, to doubt your word, oh God. Oh God,
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood running warm in our veins this morning, God. Nothing that we could ever do on our own, God. But God, you chose to wake us up this morning, God. Oh Father, we choose to worship you in spirit and in holiness, oh God. We magnify your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We bless you today, God. Oh, God, Jehovah, the great I am, the everlasting God, the righteousness, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, the joy of our strength, oh, God. Oh, God, we magnify you, the Alpha and the Omega. Yes, Lord, the living God, the only wise God, our avenger God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah, Lord. You spoke the word, oh, God, and created the earth, oh, God. So, Father, speak forth your word, oh, God, and create in us, oh, God, everything that you have planted in us, oh, God. Oh, God, let it come forth, oh, God, for your purpose, God, for your will, oh, God, that we'll be the light, oh, God, that we'll be the salt on the earth, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for being the creator, oh, God, of all things, oh, God. Oh, God, no, it's not worship, God, the created things, but the creator himself. The joy of the Lord is our strength. God, we thank you, Lord, and we magnify you, Lord, for the cattle on 1,000 hills is yours, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are not in lack, oh, God, in our spiritual and in the natural, God. Everything that we have is provided by your hands, God. So, Father, we give you the glory, God, and we honor your name, Lord, the name above all names, the
name above
Jesus,
all names.
The demons tremble at the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. Ha ha. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
Glory to
Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mighty name of Jesus. We give you the glory.
Yes.
Ooh, glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, bless you, Lord. So anoint this air, oh God. Oh,
yes.
God. Thank you, Jesus, for you, oh Lord. Oh, God,
thank
glory
you.
To your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Your
bless you, Lord. In the name
Jehovah
of Jesus.
Jehovah Shammah, Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
God, God.
Bless you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. In the name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, we praise you, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Who is like you? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you for filling this place, for filling every empty space. Thank you, Lord. There's nobody like you. You're God all by yourself. And we come to tell you, thank you, Father, for hearing prayer. Thank you that you are a prayer-hearing God. Hallelujah, and that you hear your children when we call on your holy name. There is none like you. Hallelujah. We've searched all over. And we couldn't find nobody, praise the Lamb of God, that's like unto our Lord, our King. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, intercessors. I can get wrapped up in that. But, you know, I can go into a worship so quick. Boy, oh, boy, y'all have to watch me. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll slip away on you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Athelia. Happy birthday to you again. And then to praise the Lamb of God, Sylvia, for participating today on the show. Again, for your intercession, I thank God for these women and men of God that do this for us on a daily basis. I know I say it every day because I'm grateful every day. I thank God for my food every day, hallelujah, and my water. So I have to thank him for my intercessors and my our administrators and those that keep the wheels of the ministry rolling. It's not a one-man show. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right, people of God. My goodness gracious. Oh, let me see. Somebody's trying to call in here. Let's see who this is. They're from your area code, Sylvia. 864. Your mic is hot. You push one on your dial, 864-478.
Prophet, she's coming. She's an employee that works with me.
Okay, she's coming.
Yeah.
All right. She'll be coming around that mouth. Hello?
This is Melissa.
Oh, she's right in the office with you now.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. All right, who's calling?
My name is Melissa China Bird.
Hi, Melissa. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're blessed of the Lord. Well, you called in and you pushed one, so I was acknowledging you and seeing what is it that, are you calling in for prayer or what? Yeah.
I am calling in for prayer. I've called in before. Sylvia has invited me, and normally I call in and I just listen, but I am going through a difficult time in my life and my marriage and just a lot of different attacks from different angles. And I'm about to embark on a new venture at work. I've accepted a new job also, so just a lot of different things.
Yeah, a lot of different things that is in this mix that seems like confusion to you a lot and can be very frustrating. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise the Lamb. My goodness gracious. Right. Well, let me put this to you first. And a lot of people are not aware of, and we're going to pray for you, but a lot of people are not aware of the blessedness and the promise of God that's placed upon a marriage relationship. Now, I want to tell you this very quickly, but God has pronounced such a blessing on oneness, on unity, on touching and agreeing, until I don't know anything that's more powerful on the earth that moves the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
When people move in concert on a oneness, with singleness of heart and singleness of mind, being on one accord. And God has done all he can to give us his word in this area, but the flip side of the coin is, Satan works against the marriage, because if he breaks down your marriage relationship and put evil in your heart, for the lack of a better word, evil, animosity, you know, whatever that comes from that separates you and your spouse, then God says, when you're back to oneness again, I will not hear you when you pray.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
You're
that's
right.
What the Word of God said, that not Shakespeare. The Word of God says, he said, I won't hear you when you pray, the husband and wife, unless they are in harmony one with another. And this is one of the hindrances in our full relationship when it comes down to us being blessed and things working together for our good, so that we can possess, so that we can have the peace, the prosperity, and everything that God has promised on our life. And some wives try to make it with God on their own, and it don't work in the fullness. They're sustained. Uh-huh. They never go into overflow. And some men try to do it without their wife, and they never go. It's when we touch and agree in the unity and the oneness that God has established. And most of the time when that is like the root of the tree. So if the root of the tree and its bark and stuff is bad, then you can't expect good fruit to come out of it.
Hmm.
Hello, somebody.
Wow. Amen.
So I'm saying to you, whatever you need to do, if you can, to work past that, praise the Lamb of God, and to get into that oneness and that singleness and touching and agreeing, there's nothing God will not do for you. You too, if you all can just work things out, come together in love and oneness, and pray together, worship together, and build that family unit the way the Word of God tells you to, there's nothing God won't release. There's nothing God won't release. But you have to be willing to make that step. My mother used to say all the time, somebody has to have some sense, somebody has to have some wisdom, Somebody has to know when to hold up, fold up, shut up, and walk away. Somebody and know when to run. Somebody needs to know, praise the Lamb of God, what it needs to take, what has to be done to keep peace so that there will not be, praise the Lamb of God, confusion. So you are, praise the Lamb of God, the prayer warrior in this family unit. So you need to be that, but women need to, maybe I need to do some of that, but I know it's not a part of the prophetic, but women really need to learn how to acknowledge and accent their husbands as the priest of the home and bring them into a place of praying for them. Honey, pray for me today. Honey, I need your prayers today. Honey, come on, pray over the table. You know, and when a man takes the lead of his house in prayer, God blesses that home according to that ship as he has ordained it. But we don't know how to manipulate. We can manipulate getting some new shoes and all of that and the way we want Christmas, but we can't manipulate positive manipulation to bring our husbands to a place of understanding their role in the spirit realm, in the spirit realm. And when this takes place, not only he becomes the priest, he becomes the provision, he becomes the peace, he becomes the protection, he becomes all of that that he should be within the framework of that home. So that is something I just want to drop in your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you.
Before we pray with you, so that you know you have a organized game plan. Praise the Lord to manipulate some things in a positive way. And there's nothing wrong with saying you're right, even though you know they're wrong. Hallelujah! Praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes winning the argument ain't worth the battle that you have lost.
That's true.
Sometimes you just let them say what they say and say, okay, baby, and go on about your business. Yeah.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yeah. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you now. Father in heaven, I thank you for your daughter, hallelujah, that's called into the show. I thank you for words of wisdom, hallelujah, that's given to her out of your word. Because of your word, Father, we honor it as sacred, hallelujah, and we honor it as prophetic word, hallelujah, that as she applies the word to her heart and to her life, that things will change. I thank you, Father, for this husband and for this family unit that is a mirror of heaven and earth. I pray now, Father, hallelujah, ah, God, that no weapon formed against them prosper. Hallelujah. Yes, God, that you will destroy the works of the devil. Yes, Father, we rebuke every spirit. Yes, God, that comes up against this marriage, that comes up against this unit. I pray now, Father, that peace would abide. Hallelujah. That love would abide, that oneness and unity will abide, Father. I thank you today, hallelujah, that she's more than an overcomer. Hallelujah, through you that loved us. She's more than victorious. She's more than triumph. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, set her feet swiftly to the path that she needs to walk in. Oh, glory, Lord, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding may surround her and that she might see your hand working in the midst of all that she's engaged, even this new position. Hallelujah. Let it be a position of prosperity. Let it be a position, oh, God, hallelujah, that your revelation and inspiration speaks in our heart and spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and lead and guide her in the way that she should go. Father, we break the back, hallelujah, of the enemy off this marriage in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
And it is so. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I hope what I shared with you will help to bring some resolve in the relationship, because that is the root problem. Praise the Lamb of God. If you can get that in order, everything will smooth out like a brand new shirt on an ironing board. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
The wrinkles will straighten out. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Are you all in a good church?
Yes. Yes, we are. We are in a good church.
Well, you got to have the battle beat. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We'll be looking
for
your testimony.
And I will. I'll pray for you as well. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right.
Be blessed. Oh, my goodness, baby. That's what it's all about, people. That's what it's all about. Praise the Lamb of God. Trying to be a blessing to the people of God as much as we can. Praise the Lord, helping people as we go. Hallelujah. Open the eyes of our understanding. And a lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, just don't look at the Word of God and see all of that He has planted in His Word already for us to reap from. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you this, people of God, and I know a lot of us are not married in this season right now, but I promise you this, if you ever get with the right person, if you ever come to a place of understanding the oneness of God, hallelujah, and the unity of God, and where you need to be, how you need to position yourself in that, man, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Though the earth be removed, you won't be shaken. No, man, you'll be able to move the mountains. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing. Just touching and agreeing. But we must remember that we have an enemy. And that enemy works hard, praise the Lamb of God, to make sure discord stay in relationships that have the power of touching and agreeing. That discord stay in the relationship that have the power of touching and agreeing. Some people run around, I don't know why it's always so much confusion. I don't know why it's all, because the enemy don't want you to find out what it would be like if you all would grab hands and pray together, touching and agreeing. Hallelujah. Woo! My goodness. The walls would come down. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God. Get somebody and tell them today is Word Day on the show. If you're listening to our voice and you would like to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do so at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Call in and be a part of our live studio. We would love to have you here. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, everybody's on the line. Oh, my goodness, this is a line here. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for everyone that has just calling in, lining up these lines for us today. And those of you who are posting on Facebook, Dr. J, oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, and those that's on Facebook that's listening to us via the Internet, praise the Lamb. Don't forget to tell your friends they can listen to the show via the archives, praise the Lamb of God, 24/7. They can come on and listen to the archives of the show at night, in the middle of the night, whatever, right in the morning. Anytime you get ready and glean from past shows that we have done, praise the Lamb of God, with knowledge and experience in that. Amen? Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. I see Bertha Pruitt. I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know that prophet Daryl. I'm just going to have to jump on him. When I see him, I'm just going to have to jump on Prophet Daryl, because he's just nowhere around at any time. Praise the Lord when you need him. All right, we got another caller, it looks like. 747 area code. Your mic is hot.
Hi, good morning. It's Cammie from California.
Hi, Cam. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're blessed of the Lord. Praise the Lord. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just wanted to call in. I've been, you know, listening every day and, you know, just wanted to call in and say hello and thank you for your prayers as always.
Hallelujah. Well, bless you, Cammie. Good to have you on the show here. Praise the Lord. We're going to go forth in prophetic word and what have you in a little while. Praise the Lord. I just want to get this portion in that we need to do, and then we'll come back to you. Just hang in there, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, get your Bibles right quick. We're going to set the floor with some word out of the book of Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God. And then we're going to go forth today, praise the Lord, in the in our normal prophetic flow, praise God, until the expiration of the show as much as we can, praise God. Now, those of you, I want everybody to know, if you had a book or something that you were supposed to be receiving, our last mail has gone out as of yesterday, and so you should be receiving, praise the Lamb of God, your copies of Fall on Your Knees. Got the bundle, some got water, some got oil. As you ordered it, praise the Lamb of God, we have made sure that we've gotten it out to you. Every book has been autographed by me, by my own penmanship. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Didn't leave that to the charge of anybody else. I made sure that I did that myself. Praise the Lord. So that you could be blessed through that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, today we look at the, we go to the third chapter going into the fourth chapter, praise the Lamb, of the book of Isaiah. This major prophet with a major message. Praise the Lamb of God who brings us such clarity on the things of God, present, past, present, and future. We look at Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God, in the face of a people that is filled with contumacy, praise the Lord, and apostasy, a falling away from the faith, a people that's filled with idolatry. Not so much the worshiping of physical idols, praise the Lamb of God, even though they were doing that, but also the idols of life, which can even be yourself, was set in motion. And these things displease God, hallelujah, because we must understand when these things persist, God is not represented properly in the earth realm, praise the Lamb of God. And when God is not represented in the earth realm properly, then men cease to call on his name. Men, praise the Lamb of God, and generations, children, praise the Lamb, cease to get a understanding of God, praise the Lamb of God, as the only wise God, as the God that created all things, as the God, praise the Lamb of God, that has brought them from wherever their existence origin started with their parents and children and grandchildren and so on. When this is distorted, praise the Lamb of God, then God has to get on the move to recapture and reclaim his name in the earth, to reclaim his throne in the hearts of men, hallelujah, and to reclaim his position, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm. And so this is what we see as we come into the book of Isaiah, as I first stated yesterday, between and during these two exiles, praise the Lamb of God, of the Assyrian exile and the Babylonian exile. And we're coming into this, praise the Lamb of God, here in this third chapter, as God seeks justice, praise the Lord, on Judah and Jerusalem. He seeks justice from Judah and Jerusalem, praise the Lord, and he talks about their mighty men, their men of valor. He talks about the men of war. He talks about the prophets. You just read it, the prudent and the ancient. He establishes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that in this term, the whole stay of bread and the staff, praise the Lamb of God, shall be taken away. He shows, praise the Lamb of God, that the dependency, what you depend on to uphold you, I'm taking it away. Whatever that is, praise the Lamb of God, I'll remove that, praise the Lord, so that you can really see that you need God to stand on and not all of these other supports that you have developed for yourself, not all of these other allies that you have developed for yourself that causes you to think that you are sustained. That's what this is about. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what it's about. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Prophet Dale, good to have you here with us. No. That, we have to come to the place, God, understanding, praise God, that God is not a play toy. And God is doing things, praise the Lamb of God, to make sure, hallelujah, even in this season, that we understand that we need him over our government. Now, if we miss this, people of God, then you got to go back to the end of the line and get reprocessed. We need God greater than we need a good government. We need God greater than we need our jobs. We need God greater than we need our friends. Anybody or anything else, praise the Lamb of God, that's centered around us. We need God. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, he says to them and allows them to see, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that their counselors, their honorable men, and all, look what he says in verse 4, and I will give children to be their princes, and babies shall rule over them. In other words, he says, when you go into this captivity and this bondage that I designed for you, little children are going to be your boss. Children will rule over you as though you're children.
Wow.
You know, the enemy will make you bow to them. See, God has a way of bringing you low. Hallelujah. Because of your highness. He know how to bring you all the way down. I will give children to be their princes. Look what he says. And babies shall rule over them. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Verse 5, he talks about the oppression, that everyone will be oppressed by one another. Praise the Lord. And everyone by his neighbor. And the child shall behave himself proudly against the old, the ancient, and the base against the honorable. Isn't that what's happening in our society right now?
Sure enough.
The type of rebellion, see, that we're seeing from our young people, this boy stabbed these 22 people at the school is a child.
Sure enough.
These are children doing this.
Yes.
Rebellion is so high right now of young people cussing out their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk to me here. Don't act like you ain't heard about this now.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? They need my mama. Yep. They need my mama.
They need his mama. They had our mama's prophet there. They wouldn't be alive. My goodness. My mama take you out. my mama sure enough take you out. Praise the Lord. This is what happens, but we got to watch this. This is the punishment for rebellious people.
Wow.
It's not happening because we good Christians and our kids are Heliots. No. This happening because we have forsaken the way of the Lord. This happening because we refuse to acknowledge God as God.
Wow.
This happening because we refuse to sit down and allow our children to not worship us as their champions, but to see what God has brought us.
Mm-mm.
See what God has done for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is him that has sustained us. It's right here in the book. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this. And when a man shall take hold of his brother of his brother, of the house of his father, saying, thou hast clothed, be our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand. Do you see what he's saying? What this is saying to you? That they're going to choose a ruler just because of the way he looked, not because of his qualifications. You look the part, rule over us. But you're ruling over ruined. That's nothing to rule.
Wow.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lord. In that day, watch this now. In that day, shall he swear, saying, I will not be an healer. For in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. I have nothing to show forth that I have rulership qualities. So I can't become a ruler. I don't want to be a ruler. I don't want to be over nobody. Because I don't have enough that shows that I have leadership qualities. How can I lead people to fountains and to waters and to prosperity, and I have none myself? In other words, God says, I will disqualify you without you being disqualified. Hello, light bulb. You will disqualify yourself when I get through with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Verse 8, for Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, provoke the eyes of his glory. Do y'all see what this is saying? Why are we in ruins? Because our tongue and our doings are against the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. The show of their countenance, verse 9, does witness against them, and they declare their sin like Sodom. Okay, now, I didn't put that in the book. Shakespeare didn't drop that in there. Hello, light bulbs. They declare their sin like Sodom. In other words, they are public with their sin. They have come out of the closet with their sin. They're not ashamed of their sin. Okay, Daryl, I think you need to mute. They have no shame. They've come out of the closet with their iniquity, and it's not ironic that Sodom is put right there. I hope y'all can read it. It's right there, verse 9. They hide it not. That's what it says. Is it like that in your Bible? Everybody's quiet. Okay. Woe unto their soul.
What chapter are you on?
I'm chapter 3, verse 9.
I'm trying to find
you. Okay. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. I hope y'all listen to what God is saying. God don't change. He the same God. Now, we've been saying this for years. He changed not. He ain't changed today. It's right here in your book. They have rewarded themselves evil. That's what God is saying. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit. I wish to God I had read this before I prophesied last Thursday on the page, but I didn't. Would you all look at verse 10? Would you look at verse 10 in chapter 9? Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Would y'all read verse 10? He says, in the midst of all of this that I'm going to do to the wicked, it shall not come nigh you, my righteous people. Is it right there in your Bible?
Amen.
I can't get an amen. I can't get an amen. I'm sorry. Lord, don't nobody want to hear your word.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
It's the Lord. Hallelujah. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Then he comes in verse 11. Woe unto the wicked shall be ill with them, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. God said, you've chosen your own reward. The righteous have chosen their reward of righteous things happening to them. And the wicked, wicked things happening to them. It's right there in your Bible. I didn't make it up. Praise the Lord. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Oh, my people, verse 12, they who lead thee cause thee to error and destroy the way of thy path. You better watch how you're being led in this season.
Yeah.
You better watch how you're being led and make sure you're being led by the word in this season and not by a whole lot of cliches. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Not by a whole lot of man sayings, but by sound doctrine in this word. People of God, you better make sure that you're being led by the ways of the Lord and his word, and not by the rudiments and the traditions of men, but by what God is saying. Not conjured up stuff. Not stuff because it's working over here.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with God and what God has ordered. Praise the Lamb of God. And we get wrapped up more in the traditions and the rudiments of men. Man, it's just like, you know, and I have nothing against it because I believe we should be able to identify. But people get more wrapped up in costumes, if you would, in uniforms, than they do live it right. If we was more concerned about the interior than the exterior would be all right. But we're more concerned about, oh, do I have the right this, do I have the right that, what color we wear, I got to go find some cream shoes, I need this, oh, they said we need this color on, this, that, or another. Did they tell you how your heart needs to be?
Okay.
Where is that contrite spirit and that repentive behavior that needs to come forth? I know y'all don't like me today. It's all right. Praise the Lord. Watch this now. Watch this now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this now. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and their princes. For you have eaten up the vineyard, and the spoil of the poor is in your houses. What mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor, as the Lord God of hosts? Now, he's talking really, praise the Lamb of God, to the political regime. Hello, Mr. Government. Praise the Lamb of God. That don't want the poor to have medical, don't want people to have minimum wages. While you making 100, 200, 300, half million, millions of dollars in profit, and God is overturning your tables on everything that you have done, from the banks to the automotive industry to everything else that have robbed the people.
Yes.
Been robbing the people, and now God making them pay the money back. General Motors, millions of dollars, being fined $7,000 a day just for not turning over records about faulty ignition that they knew about. Come on, talk to me now. God making them get his, Bank of America, is being sued for millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for putting falsified information and charges on their customers for services
wow.
they never delivered. They just say service charge. Services they never delivered. Robbing people. And the government approves these people to do it. Okay? Y'all gonna get a hold
wow.
to it. Why all these vacant homes? God ain't forgot that they ran these people out of their homes. 100,000 vacant homes in Detroit alone. You think God is pleased that this man has worked 25 years to pay for this house, and then you take it from him? Because he missed three payments after 25 years? Because
okay.
you wouldn't refinance him? Do you think God is pleased that the widow is put out of our house? That mother is put out of our house? Do you think God is pleased that the poor is pressed down and grind, and their faces are distorted? Why? Because you have oppressed them. It's right here in your Bible. Verse 15, what mean ye that you beat my people to pieces and grind their faces of the poor? Saith the Lord of the hosts. Whew. Boy, oh boy. Boy, y'all ain't going to like this part. Y'all ain't going to like this part. I love doing this when I did this last year. Watch this. Verse 16. Moreover, the Lord says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks, rooty-tooty-booty, and wanted eyes, walking and mincing as they go, we call it shashaying. Come on.
Yeah.
When you ladies.
Yeah.
Shashaying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yeah, they're shashaying, Apostle. They shashaying.
That's the word, shashaying. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
they go, making a tingle with their feet. They got bracelets
mm-hmm.
on their legs
yeah.
and everything. He's talking about
going
these bougie rich women, rich ladies
mm-hmm.
walking around, rooty-tooty with their head up in the air, their noses up, like they all in a bag of potato chips. Therefore, the Lord will smite with a scab and the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will uncover their secret parts. He's going to expose you. That's full cover exposure there. When God said he's going to uncover your secret parts, he's going to expose your inner workings, your inner doings. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
If you have to send a disease to do it, he's going to expose you. Watch this. In that day, the Lord will take away the bravery of their tingling anklets and their headbands and their crescents like the moon. You better watch these pennants and stuff you're wearing and sticking on you, because it look good and it's really an idol god symbol. Hello, light bulbs, and all these Illuminati
Amen.
Signs that we making
yeah.
with our hands and don't think nobody knows it. I didn't hear
okay.
nothing right there. I didn't hear nothing right there. All these
yeah.
Illuminati signs and all of
yeah.
this stuff that we're dancing and playing games with the world as though God does not see, and we're doing it in the house of God.
That open up your mouth and say so.
Okay, don't nobody wanna get with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this. The pennants, verse 19, and the bracelets and the veils, the headdresses, the armlets, and the sashes, and the perfume boxes, and the amulets, the rings, the nose rings, the festive robes, and the mantles, and the cloaks, and the handbags and the hand mirrors and the linen wrappers and the turbans and the veils. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet fragrance, there shall be rottenness. And instead of a girdle, a rope. Instead of a well-set hair, baldness. And instead of a robe, a girding of sackcloth and branding instead of beauty. People of God, God said, I'm gonna make your women ugly. That's all that's saying. I'm going to make them ugly, and I'm going to make them smell like something you don't want to smell from the rottenness that I can cause from the inside out. Never in the history of life have so many women have had female trouble. Never in the history of life so many women with breast cancer.
Okay.
Isn't that rottenness? Yes, it is. Never in the history of the world have we have seen the stuff that we're seeing right now that God is causing to come upon people. Why? Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Look at this. I'm almost through. Look, just two verses. Thy men shall fall by the sword, and thy mighty in the war. And a gate shall lament and mourn, and she being desolate shall sit upon the ground. Boy, I can't wait till tomorrow. Look, I want you to see what chapter 4 opens with. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by your name and take away our reproach. That means your women will not have husbands. They'll want to share husbands. That's right there. I didn't like that. Did y'all read that, verse 1, chapter 4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's right there in the Bible, isn't it?
Yep.
I ain't never saw so many thirsty women in my life.
Me neither, Apostle.
Y'all don't like me. Y'all don't like me. Y'all don't like
me. You got some men that are thirsty too, Apostle.
Thirsty. Thirsty.
Men too.
Thirsty.
Talk about it.
Why? Because God is taking the men away. They fall. They dying in the street like dogs by the sword. They dying in the streets like dogs. They dying on school campuses. They dying to war. There's a shortage of men. They dying to homosexuality. They dying to the prison system.
Jesus.
They're dying. They're dying to poverty. They're dying.
Oh, God.
So now there's 21 men for every woman. Mm-hmm. Hello, light bulbs. Y'all don't like me. Y'all don't like me. Hallelujah. But I come to tell the truth, no truth, and nothing but the truth. So help my soul, God.
Amen.
And until we repent and stop playing these games with God.
Amen.
Hey, somebody. My God, my God, my God, my God. It's going to be hell to pay. Praise the Lamb of God. Remember I said these words. God changed not. If he don't punish America, he got to apologize to Israel and to Judah. He don't punish America, he got to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't hear him apologize.
Apostle.
Speak to me.
Do you think it's really going to get any better, Apostle? Do you really think the people going to change their hearts?
Yeah, once the Lord come through, like he said he going to do.
I think folk just got a heart of stone.
God know how to break a hard heart, too, though. I promise you. I shared yesterday, Prophet Daryl, I don't know if you was on. Our nation have never really seen war on these grounds.
That's true.
Since the Civil War. Our nation have never had catastrophic destruction like a tsunami on the West Coast while, you know, the East Coast is going through, and this snow and cold is nothing in comparison to what God can do. And Katrina was a Sunday school act in comparison to what God could do with a flood, with water, with tornadoes, with hurricanes. And brother, let me tell you something. The way the Lord is speaking right now, I shiver for people. But I thank God for verse 4 in chapter 3. Hallelujah. I thank God. No, not verse 4. Which one I'm looking at here? Wait. It says, it talks to the right. Verse 10, divine order, 3 and 10. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Hallelujah. Say to the righteous. Isn't that what the Lord spoke to us last Thursday? Mm-hmm. After all of that he said that he was going to do, he said, but worry not, my children, shall be well with thee, for it shall not come nigh you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. I think I got some more people here want to talk. Lily! I know Lily got something to say. She want to say it. Come on, Lily.
Good afternoon.
I know Lily.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
How you
good
doing,
afternoon.
Girl?
I'm doing good. I was just sitting here, and, you know, when you were bringing up that scripture about the women, how women will now start to want to share the same husband, share the same men. And you have to look at society now, and you just have to sit and just, wow, like be amazed at how scripture is prominently coming to pass. Slowly but very, very surely. And it's just, what do we do? Do we just stay on our knees? Do we just pray? Do we get into government and make laws to change such things? What do we do?
We continue to speak the righteousness of God, number one, and know the heart of God, speak the things of God, and to share what we can share at, just like I'm sharing now, in the venues where we can share it, and that will receive it, share it. But God told us, don't give that which is holy unto dogs. They'll only trample on it. You got to have a discerning spirit in this season, because there are some that are so funny that if you tell them they need to repent, they ain't going to hear you. Their eyes are blind by their own greed. And they don't know the shape they're in is because of their greed. And they won't be satisfied. They can't be. How you'll be satisfied when God didn't put a hole in your sack? You can't never get full.
That's true.
Every time you put something in it, it go out.
Yeah.
Low light bulbs. How can you be satisfied? How can you be content when every time you think something is right over here, somebody's sick over there? How can you think that all is well and be satisfied? And God give them just enough rope to make their ignorance say to them, you're going to be all right. Just get by this. Just get through this. Just do this. He give them just enough rope. Because there's some, you must understand that God has already pronounced his word on about their end, and the loose is already around their neck, and they don't know it.
Okay.
It's a trap door under their feet. They're about to swing, and they don't even know it. God allows us to break our own neck. I'll put it that way. And sometimes he does it by hardening our hearts because we are so rebellious, because we have ignored him so many times. He shuts you off from hearing him. It's a dangerous thing not to be able to hear the Spirit of God. That's why John the Revelator, praise the Lamb of God, every time he would write, he would say, ye that has an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying. Everybody can't hear the Spirit. Everybody can't hear the Spirit of the Word. They read it and it says nothing to them. There's no revelation. Nothing.
Amen.
And they'll read what I just read and say, whoa, my God, they really went through something back there. They won't even consider their times.
Exactly.
So, Apostle, I have another question. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I have another question. In the scripture it says, so God has given them over to their reprobate minds, people who are basically in sin and they're enjoying it and there's nothing, basically that's what they want. So he gave them over to themselves. So I have a question. What do you say about Christians who feel that we have to really do something to change that situation? If God gave them over to their desires, why?
I'm going to tell you this, and I'm very serious, and I just may get in trouble for it, but I stay in that hallway anyway, sitting next at the dean's office to go in and get reprimanded. But I'm going to say this out of experience. Every man that God has ever mentioned to me that he has given over to a reprobated mind, do you know what the Lord told me before he told me he gave him over? Don't pray for this man. Do not call his name before my throne.
Okay.
For I have given them over to a reprobated mind. And so what Paul says to us to do is pray that the devil receives their body, that their soul might be saved. That's what he talks about, the young man who's sleeping with his father's wife in the church. I know y'all done read that in Corinthians, or did y'all jump over that chapter?
No, we read it.
It's right there, right? And Paul says, and while you're comfortable and at ease, just allowing it and gossiping about it, you should be mourning and crying and praying that the Lord will save his soul and deliver his body to the devil. It's right there in the Bible. I didn't write it. I just hear what the scripture says. Because I got an ear. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
You too.
Praise the Lamb. Oh, I know I didn't talk today. Oh, yes, I have. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't teach no more. My God, my God. We must, people of God, stop allowing ourselves to think that just because we walking in a church building, sitting in the pews, that everything's all right. That don't make it all right.
Amen.
When people are not being called to repentance no more. When the last time you heard the word repent in your church? When the last time you heard the word repent, and I'm talking about repent and come on your knees and come to God and ask for forgiveness and turn from your ways and get this thing right with God before it's too late. That's what we need to be. First at the house of God, because that's what judgment begins at first. When God judges the world, he goes straight to his house first and see what we're doing. Then he looks at the world. And when he see we out of order, he said, well, I got just cause to punish them too. So don't think just because God is going to redeem us for what happened to us, it wasn't because we were good that he's going to redeem us. He sent us a wake-up card by allowing us to lose jobs and lose homes and stuff. He shook us. Hello, light bulbs. Say, hey, I don't hear you calling me in the morning no more. You used to bow by your bed and say, now I lay me down to sleep. Now you jump in there like you God. That you watching over yourself because you got a security alarm on your house. Now you don't need my angels no more. So you think.
You saying something, Apostle?
Hello, light bulb. There used to be a day that you sat in restaurants and blessed your food and you wasn't ashamed to speak out, say in the name of Jesus and hold hands with your family and you
that's
eat
it,
and you say nothing to me. You don't own me in public no more.
Yes, indeed.
Jesus.
I bless my food in the restaurant.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Oh, yes. That
was a day.
That
was a day. You didn't mind people seeing your Bible. Now it's in the trunk of your car till you get to the church. That was a day. Hello, somebody.
Okay.
Hallelujah. If somebody had told us we couldn't pray, we would have joined hands while they were stoning us praying.
That's right.
Amen.
Woo! Woo!
No, that's right.
God ain't crazy. If I see all of this, what does God see?
Woo!
And all we want to worry about is who got the biggest church, who got the most people coming through the door, and half of them,
right,
or the majority of them, on their way to hell, just like the pastor.
Oh, wow.
And it may not be eternal hell, but it's hell in life. Because if the truth is not told, then something is wrong with your life. You can't live the abundant life without truth. You can't become a son or daughter of God without truth.
That's true.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. And there's a lot of good churches. There's a lot of good pastors. Many out here. But you'll be surprised who they are. And who they not.
Amen.
You said something, Apostle.
My God, my God, my God.
Sure is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm my best. My best to just, hey, because I know and I recognize that as a prophet of God, that I'm not going to be liked.
That's true.
And I do not care. Dislike me.
Amen.
But as long as God smile on me every morning and every night, and he bless my water and my bread, skip you.
Amen.
I know that's right.
Hallelujah.
Apostle.
Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, I think we ought to open these doors to talk to somebody today. Hallelujah. Boy, it's 1:30. We'll let this spill over into tomorrow also, people of God. So don't get weary in your well-doing and in your patience. Praise the Lamb of God. But sometimes the word of the Lord, it speaks so until it can arrest you like it's doing us now. And it ought to be marinated and soaked in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. We're coming right down. Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're coming right down. Lily, how's things going, girl?
Well, things are going. I just had a follow-up with my oncologist today. I'm having some issues with my ankle that I had surgery on to remove the tumor from last year, and he's a little bit concerned. But I'm just saying in prayer that the word that you gave me, that you and Prophet Sanders gave me last year, still stands. So no matter what he is thinking, no matter what he is believing, I'm believing the word of God.
Yeah, just tell him to put on some Holy Ghost glasses. He'll be all right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He needs some to see what the Spirit sees and not what he sees. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Where is it? Where? Bertha. If Bertha on this line and ain't lit up, she going to get beat up. Praise the Lord. Bertha Pruitt.
Yes, Apostle.
Where are you, girl? How come you ain't talking to Lily? I'm saying, where is... Okay, that's all right. Don't hide if you want.
You and Lily was talking. I'm just embracing the
You was running around that table at home while I was teaching. I know what was going on. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I wanted to go under my desk. Praise the Lord. What is the Lord speaking to Lily today? Come on, speak to her. Bertha, did you drop already? Prophet Darryl?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all with me?
I just want to tell Lily to don't be discouraged, but be encouraged. Continue to look unto the Lord, which cometh your help, knowing that all your help is coming from the Lord. God said, don't be discouraged. And don't be dismayed, for whatever betide you, he will take care of you. He said, lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will and he shall direct your path. He said, this is the season for greatness for you, Lily. He said that he is with you all the way. He's been carrying you from season to season, from faith to faith to glory to glory. He said, you're not alone in this season. So just hold on to the master's hand, and you will have an expected end.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Lily, while Prophet Darryl was talking, I saw your feet and legs getting in some water, and I almost told you to soak your ankles and stuff in some holy oil and some water. And then the Lord spoke and said, tell Lily, I said, take a spiritual bath. No soap goes in this water. A little anointing oil and some warm water. And I want you to get in that water and soak and pray and sing praises. You ain't got to shout and knock water all over the room. But you're going to feel. Whew, I felt that right there. You're going to feel the wind of God on the water. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to feel, hallelujah, he that hovered over the water from creation, the Holy Spirit is going to come on the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord told me to tell you to do. I bless you today, the Lamb of God. Lily, get that money. You bet. Lily?
Yes.
When that check comes, you better holler.
Oh, you know, Prophet, you know.
Because you finna get the hook up.
Ooh, I receive that. Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Also,
me and Prophet Darryl want to go out to dinner or something around here. Hallelujah.
I got fall on your knees, but my daughter confiscated it. She said, oh, this is Prophet's new book. I got to read this.
That's my baby. A pretty self. Okay, daughter, we got some more people. We got to keep running. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Let me see who this is here. Eric Cole. We got to go back to Cammie. Praise the Lord. Cammie, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, dear? You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me see what's going on here. Bertha is back with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Girl, I just saw two big white doors open. What that is, I don't know what it is. Two big double doors, white, just swung open. Hallelujah. They may be like antique white, not real white. No, they white. I see white. Praise the Lord. They white. I saw two double doors opening. Praise the Lamb of God. And light is on the other side of these doors. And it ain't the light of death. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the glory of the Lord. Praise, oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. God is going to do something tremendous for you, girl. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bertha, do you have something you can share?
Yes, Cammy, God says keep the faith.
Amen.
Things might not look as they, things don't look as they seem. You're seeing them with the natural eye, but God says see them with the spiritual eye.
Oh,
because your way is here. God says the word that he spoke is coming to pass, but you've got to see it and reach for it with your spiritual eye and stop looking for it with the natural. Keep the faith, Cammy.
Amen. Thank you.
You shall pass, says the Lord.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, Prophet Darrell, anything you want to share?
Cammy, I just want to tell you this. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Precious.
Yes, sir.
But when Precious went through hell, and after she didn't collect her thoughts and can't herself, she visualizing herself being a runway model. And when she, as the apostle was talking about them doors, I just saw you just look like you had on this big, pretty ball gown, and you just walked through these doors here. All right, Lord. Oh, my goodness. I guess that's something about a marriage or something, but you, I saw you walking through these doors, and you was, and you just lit up like a tree.
Amen. Amen.
This is your season to shine. And if you would look at a chandelier, God said you got a chandelier spirit. You shine all by yourself.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Cammy, you be blessed, girl.
I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
Love you more. Love you, too.
Error code 973.
Hello, Prophet. Hello, PSMI. This is C-Lane.
Hey, how you doing, girl? This is C-Lane.
Yes, how's everyone?
C-Lane, this is Judgy.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, this her? My God,
yes.
Good to hear from your daughter.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. Hi. Boy, we love you today. We love you. My God, my God. Let me see who is this now. Uh-huh. Come on here. What's her name? Bertha. Step up to that mic. What you going to say to your sister?
Today, all the Lord is saying to you today is he's smiling on you.
Praise God.
God is smiling on you.
Thank
That's
you,
what
my
the Lord
God,
is saying to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The sun is shining. The sun is shining on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. What is that, Lord?
Praise God.
The prophet Darrell, you got something to say to Elaine?
I just want to tell Elaine to pull out your checkbook.
Oh, my goodness.
And when you begin to pull out your checkbook, I want you to write this check to God. It's like you're making a deposit. And I want you to write $45,000 on there.
Yes, Lord.
And as you go, okay, Lord, what scripture is it? All right. I want you to put it on Psalms 23.
Yes, the Lord is my
All right. Choice. And leave it there. And sure enough, as God is sitting on his throne, that check is going to return unto you in good measure. Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Just don't forget
Praise
about
the Lamb of God. I want to say this. My money hand went to itching real bad when Prophet Darrell started talking to you. So I know something finna happen. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. That it just went off. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. God is releasing something to you. Praise the
Thank
Lord.
You.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, he is. It's coming
Thank
your
you,
way.
Lord.
Do as the man of God has instructed, okay?
Okay. I also want to
remember
prayer
the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I've been singing
God.
That this morning.
I heard it in the spirit. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In Jesus'
yes.
mighty name, blessed be
yes.
he. Hallelujah. Oh,
Thank
my goodness
Lord.
Gracious. Praise the Lord. Woo, let's keep moving. Let's see what we can do here. We still got about 15 minutes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, y'all know she done jumped in line. Let me get her. Shatwan.
This is Sandra.
Sandra, I don't know why you be jumping in line too. Need to be prophesying to us.
To get a word, I also called to give a word.
All right, then just come on, give a word.
The Lord spoke to me last week this word, and I was trying to give it last week, but. Since I didn't get a chance to give it, I was assuming that it was my time to release it. So today the Lord is saying for his small remnant of people, God is saying to check your spiritual life insurance policy. God says that some of us have term life policy, and there are others that have whole life policy. But God is saying for those that have the term life policy, you might want to check those policies again, because your term life policy comes with the terms of man and not the terms of God. And God says that he has paid the premiums on these whole life policies by the blood of Jesus. And he will not alter his whole life policy for your term life policy. So says the Spirit of God.
My God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm wanting to think on that one. My whole life. Yeah, I used to sell insurance. I'm going to get on to that one. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise the Lord. Bertha, do you have a word for her?
No, not today, Pop.
Prophet Daryl.
I just want to tell you, Prophet Sam, that the Lord is pleased.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is pleased. He told me to just tell you that he is pleased.
Amen, amen.
He is pleased with your faithfulness. He is pleased with your sacrifice. He is pleased with your obedience.
Thank you.
My God. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Bless your name. My God. The Lord said, go to the water and pray. Now, I don't know where the water is from you.
Amen.
I don't know. I don't know if that's in your kitchen. But the Lord said, go to the water and pray.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
He's working with me with water today. Hallelujah. God says, go to the water and pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's all he said. I ain't saying no more. What he said. Hallelujah. My God, he coming all up my leg. Go to the water and pray, girl.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless his holy name. See what the Lord got for you there. Praise
yes.
God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, praise
oh,
the Lord.
Goodness. I'm
gonna lay down. Yes, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your holy name today. All right, daughter. All right, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. We love you today.
Love you guys. Thank you.
No, where I'm at. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My God, here we are. Praise the Lamb. Now, all right, that's Bertha right there. Praise the Lord. All right. All right. Erico 313. This is Dr. J.
You know, you always get me mixed up with Dr. J. Prophet. This is Cynthia. We have the first three digits of the same telephone number. How is everyone today?
It is. I know some of that got Dr. J. all over it. Okay. All right,
well,
Cynthia, how you doing, hon?
I'm doing good. I want you to know that you stepped on my toes today a little bit, and God had to speak immediately to me. He said, when you were talking about protecting houses and everything like that, and I was thinking about getting cameras put around my house, and I've been planning on that for the last couple months. And you know what? God immediately came and said, "Now I gave you that house. I have that house sitting here waiting for you. Why would you not think that I would not protect you in that house?" And when you said you don't need the angels anymore, I said, thank you, Jesus. I need you.
If I was you, you know what I would do? I would clean that house up, and not that it's dirty, but I would clean, and I would anoint my doors, the threshold, and the hinges of the doors, and I would have a little praise party, just me and Jesus, and offer that house back up to him again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And tell him to let the angels stand at the front door and the back door. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not know that God will let an angel appear as a police in front of your house. And
Amen.
Everybody looking at your house will see the police there. Why that police always over there? And there's never a police at your house. God can do anything, brothers and sisters. My mother told me she got ready. She said, I got in a cab, and the cab driver tried to rape her. She said, and he pulled into a park, and over the hill came a police that stood, a police woman that stood there, had her hand on her gun and said, ma'am, are you all right? And the cab driver said, miss, I promise you, I'm going to give you all the money I got if you just please tell this police you all right. And my mother said, give me the money now and I'm getting out the car. He handed it to her. She got out the car. And she walked to the police lady. The police lady walked back up the hill. Mama said, when I got to the top of that hill, the police lady was gone, vanished into thin air. And then told me another something that happened and said the same police lady showed up. God will watch over you.
Yes, he will.
Staying all night. That's what I hear the Spirit saying. Angel.
Yes.
Watching over me, my Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus. You be encouraged in the Lord, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see what else this is. Prophet Dale, you. My God.
Watching.
Hallelujah.
Over
Hallelujah.
Me.
Yeah. There's some other things that God's going to do for you too, Cynthia. I see a miracle happening. Matter of fact, I release it to you now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Something that needs to be done that nobody do but God, he's about to do it for you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's something that nobody can do but God. Hallelujah. That's in your life, and God is about to do it for you.
Amen.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, sir, I did.
Hallelujah. Once you call me back, rejoice. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in not many days, in Jesus' mighty name. It's done, girl. You got a miracle today. It's done. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! My goodness gracious. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, you got anything you want to say to her?
Yes, your God says your miracle is happening because of your obedience. God says, well done. Because even in the midst of being talked about and not received and being rejected, you held on to the word, and you walk in faith and obedience to God. And for that, that's why God has told the apostle to release the miracle in your life. And it's counted already done. It's already done because of your faithfulness and your obedience. And I encourage you in the Lord, continue to stand strong and be the woman of God that he has called you to be.
My God,
Amen.
God. In
Amen.
The name above every name. Praise the Lamb of God. In the name that's above every name. Prophet Dale, you got anything you want to say to her? Hallelujah. Before we move on.
You and Prophetess Bertha said everything, and I was just singing all night and all day. The angels keep watching over me.
All right. I got one more prophetess want to come on the line, looks like. Well, I know who this is. Speak up. Error code 224.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Prophetess
Bertha and all who are listening. I'm just calling in today. I'm calling in to get a word today.
I don't believe it. Not Mad Denise. No.
Yeah. I'm calling in to get a word.
Oh, no, Mad Denise. Now, you know God done already done it. What you going to ask for? What is wrong with you? You just like your past.
Advantage of my time when I can.
It's already done. Hallelujah. That's a done deal. Hallelujah. That's already done. Great time. Woo-wee. But you know you're going to get married, girl. You think you ain't, but you are. You better get them, you better keep them smoothies and stuff working. You better get that bullet juicer up there to juice it. Your day coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your day coming. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, my God.
Bertha.
Yes, Mac Denise. The Lord says, and as Prophet was talking just a few minutes ago, he just took the word that the Lord had given me and just picked from you. God says he's policing for you in the spirit realm.
Mm.
And he suffered the witch not to live that has come God said it. Oh, Jesus. God says either she will be dead or she will surely die, says the spirit of God. God says also, Matt Denise, continue to pray and to color your house in the blood of Jesus and your children. Because as surely as this witch falls, there's another one that will rise up. Her destiny also will be death, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Oh. Oh. I guess you heard that now. My God.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. Brother Darrell.
I just want to tell Imagine these, go on and get that candy red apple truck. Go on and go get it.
Praise you, Lord.
Go get the red truck. Don't delay. Don't wait. Just go get it. God has already made the way for them to finance you. Hallelujah. And guess what? And the condo is going to be very cheap. Hallelujah. You can afford $250 a month. That ain't nothing.
Hallelujah.
If she don't give it to me.
And it's red. It's candy apple red, I'm telling you. Go get it, Imaginese. Because I saw you step up to the red truck.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God.
He said he has already made it. He said, go get it. You can go get it today or tomorrow. Go get it.
Hallelujah. Candy Avery. You going with your bad self. Hallelujah. Thank you. We love you. People of God, it's our time to go again. My God, don't forget to go to PSMINTL for your donations. Praise the Lamb of God to help us continue in ministry and also to order, praise the Lamb of God, fall on your knees. I still have some copies here. Praise the Lamb of God. We ran out of the prophetic manual. That is gone, boy, I'm telling you. So we got to put in another order for that. Praise God. But the prayer books are here. The two prayer books, praise the Lamb of God, are right here. And you can get your order in. And we still have water on the altar, and we still have oil. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we have the makeshift mantles. Now, I want to tell you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, you know that's a Jubilee donation by itself for the mantles that we blessed that's been on the altar wrapped in the mantle. God's saying they're wrapped in the mantle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we have released the anointing on it to perform signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah, healings. Yes, God, and elevations are in that manner. Praise the Lord. Oh, I bless you all today. I love you all. Do what the Lord has laid on your heart to do. Don't procrastinate. God has laid on your heart to do. Praise the Lord. And it's going to be well with you. All of my intercessors, praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you. I love you all. Sons and daughters in the ministry, bless you, Prophet Daryl, Bertha Pruitt. Boy, my Bertha, my Bertha, my Bertha. Praise God. Hallelujah for you all today. I can't do what I do without your assistance. And I am so grateful to God that he has united all of us together in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's go home with the Lion of Judah, y'all.
Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth and take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Somebody call on the Lion of Judah, come on.
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah,
come forth.
Precious
spirit.